We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah. We are the children, the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Before we go to sleep at night, we like to have something in our bed with us to keep us company.
Something to help us feel safe, to rest our head or cuddle with.
Sometimes it's a blanket or stuffed animal or mom or dad or a puppy.
Everyone likes hugs and cuddles.
And sometimes, though, you get too many things in your bed and there's not enough room for you.
All your furry little friends sitting on your bed would like to make some room for you so you can rest your head. So say goodnight to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. Your furry friends are all around, but you won't hear a peep. And all their eyes that never close will watch you as you sleep. So say sweet dreams to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. Nighttime is a time for cuddling, cuddling with those you love. And all your friends on your bed are waiting for cuddles and hugs. You're not alone, you've got your friends right there next to you. Teddy bears and bunny rabbits, dogs and tigers too. So say sweet dreams to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. So say goodnight to every
Did you know that God is always with you, even when you're fast asleep? God's love is like a great big hug or a blanket wrapped around us.
He loves us all the time. He keeps us safe.
He knows what we need.
He knows our fears.
He knows when we have been bad.
He knows everything about us.
He knows what we are thinking.
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
And there's nothing like His hugs. Wherever we go or whatever we do, His love is always there for us every day we live.
In the morning,
in the afternoon,
in the nighttime.
That's all the time.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves me
all the time,
all the time.
and sing praise to His name. Hallelujah.
For God loves you.
God loves you.
All the time.
All the time. So clap your hands and sing.
God loves us so much that He sent us Jesus.
Jesus came to earth to live with us,
to walk with us,
and to live in our hearts.
He will teach us how to live.
We can look to His Word, the Bible, to learn all about Him.
Why don't we listen to the scripture verse, but to song? It's from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. When Jesus spoke these words, He was teaching His followers about love of the heavenly kind. He was warning them about putting earthly things above God. He knew that things could change us and turn our hearts away from His Father. What kind of earthly things was He talking about?
Money.
Money, okay. What happens with money sometimes?
Get too greedy.
Yeah. Alexa?
A certain kind of toy that, like, you just gotta have.
Yeah. And what happens if you saved up your allowance for something very special, but then something happens to it? It gets lost or stolen or broken.
You probably feel, like, upset and not knowing what to do.
Well, it's okay to feel that way because some things are really special to you. But what is most special to you?
God.
Your relationship with the Lord. That's right. And what can take that away?
Nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right. Will you read the scripture in Matthew again, Caitlin?
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Now, this verse doesn't mean that we shouldn't enjoy the beautiful and the special things that we have, like our stuffed animals or toys or special clothes. But if these things were taken away from you, would you be so mad and miserable that you'd forget about God? If that's the way you feel, then you treasure those things more than God. Remember, God's love is the most wonderful thing we will ever have or ever need. And God wants us to treasure heavenly things. What are some of the heavenly things we can treasure? Caitlin, what do you think?
First, all the things God has made, like all the nature and every person, not like what they have or what they wear, but what's inside of them and what God has done for them. And also, the most important thing, of course, is the Son that He sent through love.
That's right. Well, sometimes it's hard to focus on heavenly things, but if we pray and ask God for strength and wisdom, He will show us the way. Let's bow our heads and pray to Him now. Dear Heavenly Father, we live in a world where what we have and how we dress and where we live seem so important. But all of these things don't mean as much to us as You, Lord. Help us to remember that. You are the most precious treasure we could ever have. Thank You for Your love, and thank You for the promises that You've given us. Thank You for sending us Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And thanks to Emily and Jessica for helping us out here in the Purple Dog Studio.
And thank you out there for listening.
We hope that you enjoyed our music. And we hope that you learned more about God and Jesus.
We want to learn about you.
Do you have something you want to share with our friends who are listening?
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or you can email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Don't forget to send us your name and address. And if we use your letter or story on the air, we'll send you a Karen and Kids t-shirt. Don't forget to tell us your size, too.
You can visit us on the web at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
God's love is like a hug.
It's the best treasure, too. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.